Married at First Sight. Chapter 3171. It doesn't take long to get a certificate. Just go back to your home. Duncan insisted on getting the certificate first. Once they became a legal couple, Liberty could feel at ease. He is also famous, and he has his own wife. Those women with outside ideas should stay away from him. Duncan, let's have a good chat about this matter when I'm free, and we'll think about it during this time. Marriage is a lifelong event, so don't be impulsive. I am a woman who has been divorced once, so I must be cautious when dealing with my second marriage. Duncan heard it. Liberty didn't want to take the certificate with him. Maybe she was too busy, or maybe the dream worried her, and she changed her mind. What she said next showed that her previous failed marriage had cast a huge shadow on her. It's just that he hadn't done well enough, not enough, and no love rival had appeared in reality. Just a dream made Liberty worry that he would betray the marriage and not agree to get the marriage certificate with him. Okay, let's wait until you are free. Sunny will go on winter vacation soon. When Sunny goes on winter vacation, I will take him to accompany you. Zachary intervened at this time and said, Sunny just told me yesterday that it was winter vacation and he wanted Serenity to take him to FC Manor to play with Titus. Serenity asked him if he wouldn't go to Jensburg. He said it was very cold in Jensburg. My sister will definitely come back years later, but Sunny doesn't want to go there. He just wants to wait at home for his mother to come back. Duncan, you didn't even tell me. Zachary smiled and said, I didn't ask you to accompany him, what should I tell you? He was Sunny's uncle, and for the time being, Sunny's emotional balance was still biased towards him. Duncan was just Uncle Lewis now, and he had not yet become Sunny's stepfather. Duncan was speechless. Liberty said on the phone, it's the end of the year, and all major companies are very busy. Duncan, you don't need to come over. Please take care of the company's affairs first, so that you can have a peaceful year. I'll go back when my company is on holiday. Liberty was now also in charge. There needs to be a holiday for everyone, even if she doesn't want to. Everyone was on holiday, and no one was doing anything. It was natural for her, the boss, to take a holiday. Before taking the annual vacation, Liberty wanted to talk more about business and sign more orders so that she would not have to worry about running out of things to do after the new year. It's okay. My company has been running for many years, and the business has been stable for a long time. Even if I don't return to the company for a month, it will not affect its normal operation. The management team under me is still very capable. Liberty, please get busy. I heard someone knocking on the door. I'll call you when I'm free in the evening. Duncan heard Liberty's knock on the door. He stopped taking up Liberty's time. Liberty's Jensburg company was still in its early stages of establishment. Last weekend, he took Sunny to see Liberty. Liberty told him that now the company only has expenditures and no repayments. Even if an order is signed but the goods have not yet been shipped, there will be no refund. The received deposit is insufficient to cover daily expenses. She was under a lot of pressure and didn't know if she could run that company. She had to compete with Farrell's group. Farrell's group didn't want Liberty's business to rise. Every day, they stared at Liberty's company, trying to compete with each other. Lewis & Co. had been established for more than 10 years, and its business was stable. He had retained the majority of the management team since the company's founding. After more than 10 years in the company, he was still very confident about them. "Even if Duncan is not in the company, don't worry, they can't find his palm. If he is not free, his three brothers will also make time to help him take care of the company so that he can rehabilitate and pursue his wife with peace of mind." Chapter 3172. "Okay, let's talk tonight." Liberty hung up the call first. Her secretary knocked on the door, telling her that a client had arrived. She had to personally receive the customer. If she could negotiate a deal, she wouldn't have to worry about having nothing to do in the first half of next year. After Liberty ended the call, Duncan removed the phone from his ear, but he held it and didn't know what he was thinking about. He was lost in thought. Zachary held his cup of coffee and drank it leisurely, his eyes falling on Duncan. When Duncan came to his senses, he met Zachary's gaze. "Why are you looking at me like this?" Duncan put down his phone and asked Zachary funny questions. Zachary didn't answer but asked, "What's on your mind?" "You're out of your mind. Before the car accident, I chased your eldest sister. No matter how much I guaranteed my sincerity, she rejected my feelings and said she only regarded me as a friend. She didn't want to get married again. After the car accident, I wanted to cut off contact with her because I was afraid that I would drag her down, but my mother asked her to take care of me. She took care of me and rekindled my hope. Zachary, Liberty, and I have come this far. It's really not easy. After I destroyed my legs, my mother and the others accepted Liberty and no longer stopped me from being with her. For a while, Liberty was willing to marry me. She said that as long as I proposed to her, she would agree to it. I thought that I had not recovered yet, and I didn't know when I would recover, and she was busy, so I thought I'd wait until I recovered, and she's not so busy anymore. Now I want to get a marriage license, but she doesn't agree. Zach, Liberty, and I always seem to be out of sync and always have differences." Zachary wanted to say, "Is the fate between the two of them not deep enough?" The words reached his lips, and he swallowed them back. It was better not to say such disappointing words. Duncan was already anxious, but if Zachary said that, Duncan would be worried again. Standing by Liberty's side, Zachary hoped that Liberty would be happy, as she was his beloved wife's only biological sister. On Duncan's side, Zachary also hoped that his good buddies could gain happiness. Among the Iron Triangle, only Duncan was alone, and Duncan was still the oldest among the three of them. "Zach, what do you think I need to do to consolidate my relationship with Liberty so that she can trust me and herself 100% and doesn't have to worry about getting married or divorced?" Zachary was questioned. After being silent for a while, he said, "Duncan, I think you have done a good job. You will not be wrong. You are honest about your feelings and will not mix them with other thoughts. You don't have to do anything deliberately. Just call my sister often, as usual. Go over to see her, and stay with her when you have time. If she needs help, you can help her. Take more time to cultivate a relationship with Sunny. I think my sister's acceptance of your feelings only depends on your sincerity towards Sunny. When a divorced woman lives with children and remarries, the main consideration is whether the other party can accept her. Will it be good for the children? You've already done a good job, so there's no need to do anything deliberately, just keep your original intention. Chapter 3173. Zachary continued, "Don't think too much. You two have just experienced more storms than others. You can always see a rainbow after the storm. My sister is too busy right now. As you know, the pressure is on her. Although she did well in the workplace before marriage, she became a housewife at home after marriage. She was out of touch with society for a few years. After the divorce, she did not start her own business for a long time. Now, she is suddenly asked to open a company specifically for Farrell Group. She is inexperienced and under great pressure. The young mistress of the Farrell Group is not a fuel-efficient light. The two of them have a tough battle to fight. My sister doesn't want to be distracted, so she said she is not in a hurry to get the marriage certificate." After listening to Zachary's words, Duncan said, "You are right. Liberty is under a lot of pressure and is busy right now. I shouldn't think nonsense. I have to stand behind her and be her strong support when she needs me, so I rush to her side as soon as possible. When I was not needed, I would silently watch over the mother and son, watching her move forward and watching her become stronger little by little." Duncan looked forward to Liberty's transformation. Being with Duncan, Liberty was also under great pressure. Others always said that because of Serenity's relationship, she was the first to get the moon, and she didn't know what means she used to capture his heart. Even though Duncan helped her clear up all kinds of rumors, someone was still talking about it privately, and then it reached her ears. Why was she working so hard just to be side by side with Duncan? Zachary smiled and said, "So, you are really sensitive. You two are doing well. If someone pursues my sister, you will defeat your love rival. If someone steals you from my sister, I believe I don't need my sister to take action. You'll first keep your distance from other women." When Duncan was in his 20s, he was not easily tempted. Now he is almost 40 years old, more mature and calm, and he has seen many kinds of beauties, so he will not be easily tempted. Duncan felt much more relaxed. He picked up his cup of coffee, drank half of it, put down the cup, and said to Zachary, "I disturbed you and took up your time. Come, let's talk about business. We can't let your time go to waste. I'll always give you some benefits." Zachary smiled. "Then I won't be polite." Duncan stayed at the York Corporation for 2 hours before leaving. Back at Lewis & Co., as soon as he entered the office building in a wheelchair, the front desk quickly greeted him and then told him that Ms. Gerard was here and waiting for him upstairs. Duncan nodded. Ainsley said she would come back another day, but she came before she contacted him. Duncan didn't think much. He asked the bodyguard not to follow him. He steered the automatic wheelchair to the elevator entrance, entered the elevator, and soon reached the top floor. "Mr. Lewis." The secretary saw Duncan coming out of the elevator, she quickly came over to greet him and pushed the wheelchair. Duncan said to the secretary in a low voice, "Ms. Gerard has been waiting in the VIP room for nearly an hour. Ms. Gerard has been here for so long, why didn't you call me?" The secretary replied, "Ms. Gerard said that Mr. Lewis has not returned to the company yet and must be busy. She asked me not to call you in a hurry. It doesn't matter if she waits." So the secretary stopped calling. Usually, Duncan did rehabilitation in the morning and only returned to the company in the afternoon. He rarely stayed in company all day. Because Ainsley was so considerate, the secretary did not call Duncan. Ainsley and her secretary, who were waiting in the VIP room, heard the noise outside and guessed that Duncan had returned to the company. Ainsley led her secretary out of the VIP room. Chapter 3174. Mr. Lewis. Ainsley was greeted with a smile, then walked over, walking behind Duncan's wheelchair, intentionally or unintentionally. Duncan's secretary thought she was going to push Duncan, so she let go of her hand and gave up her position. Ainsley naturally took over the position of secretary and pushed Duncan into the president's office. The two secretaries followed the two bosses in silence. "Ms. Gerard, I can do it myself. There is no need to push." Duncan didn't want Ainsley to push him. He already said that the wheelchair he was using was automatic, and he could control the wheelchair to move forward very easily. Ainsley smiled. "I didn't contribute much." "Mr. Lewis, you controlled everything by yourself." She was not wearing a women's suit today but was wearing regular clothes. She let down the bun she usually wore and let her hair hang down. Because her husband passed away, she rarely wore bright jewelry. Today, she took out the dazzling jewelry that she wore every day when her husband was still alive. With exquisite makeup, she looked like a girl in her early 20s. You couldn't even tell that she was in her 30s and had a 9-year-old son. When she went out in the morning, her son complimented her on how beautiful she was today. Her parents-in-law looked at her, dressed like this, and hesitated to speak. Ainsley knew what her parents-in-law were thinking. She heard everything her parents-in-law said last night. She secretly selected and observed Duncan for such a long time that only Duncan was suitable for her. It was not easy to explain that she was the third party in the relationship between Duncan and Liberty, so she kept it secret and waited to see how Duncan would react. As long as Duncan reacts, she will be called a mistress, and she will compete fairly with Liberty. If Duncan only admired and regarded her as a client and partner in business cooperation, she would give up and not be the third party who interferes with other people's feelings. If she gave up on Duncan, she would never consider getting married in the future. She would take good care of the company, raise her son, provide for her parents-in-law until they were old enough, and wait until her son grew up to take over. Then she could retire, meet up with a group of old sisters, and travel around the world. Occasionally, if she feels upset, she can go to Cowherd's shop to spend money. No love, no marriage, no relationships. Ainsley was telling the truth. She put her hands on the wheelchair just for fun, and she didn't need to push Duncan away. Arriving at Duncan's desk, Ainsley let go of her hand. Seeing Duncan getting up, Ainsley instinctively went to help him. "Ms. Gerard, you don't need to help me. I'll do it by myself. I insist on doing rehabilitation every day. Although I haven't fully recovered yet, I can still stand up and walk 2 steps. Duncan rejected Ainsley's support. Ainsley had no choice but to retract her hand, but she still looked at Duncan with concern. Duncan stood up slowly, then grabbed the desk and walked around to sit down on the black swivel chair. Seeing him sit down, Ainsley followed suit. Duncan's secretary pushed the wheelchair aside, next to the desk, for Duncan's convenience. "Ms. Gerard, do you always want warm water or coffee?" Duncan asked politely. Ainsley replied, "I didn't sleep well last night. I'm a little sleepy now. Give me a cup of coffee to refresh me. I have to drink 2 or 3 cups of coffee every day to survive until I go home at night." She was too tired. Chapter 3175. It was easy, comfortable, and fun for Ainsley to drink coffee when her husband was still alive. These days, she drinks coffee to wake up and do her work. She doesn't feel as relaxed as she did before. Duncan asked his secretary to prepare coffee for Ainsley. He said, "I don't need coffee. Just give me a cup of warm water. I drank it at Zachary's place. He usually only drank a cup of coffee in the morning and rarely drank it in the afternoon. He was afraid that if he drank it, he would not be able to sleep at night and would suffer from insomnia." "Mr. Lewis, did you visit the York Corporation?" Ainsley asked with a slight smile when she spoke, which made her look a little less majestic and a little more gentle. "Well, it's a bit urgent. Let's go to the York Corporation to talk to Zachary first." Duncan didn't look like he wanted to go into details, so Ainsley wisely didn't ask any more questions. Duncan, Josh, and Zachary were good brothers and good buddies, as everyone in the upper class of Wiltspoon knew. The personal relationships between these three major families were also excellent. After Zachary's flash marriage to Serenity, Duncan had more opportunities to come into contact with Liberty, and he slowly fell in love with her. The friendship between Duncan and Zachary was even stronger. If Duncan successfully married Liberty, he and Zachary would become brothers-in-law. Josh's beloved wife was also Serenity's best friend. Ainsley suddenly felt that Serenity was a blessed person who also blessed the people around her. She was lucky enough to marry into the York family and become the eldest mistress. Together with her best friend and her divorced sister, they were able to marry into wealthy families one after another. It appeared that the people who were close friends with Serenity were all very nice. For example, Elisa, the eldest daughter of a businessman, had a bad reputation in the past. Everyone said that she was unruly, willful, domineering, and arrogant. Since Serenity met Audrey, she and Elisa have been both cousins and good friends. Elisa's reputation gradually improved. They even opened a vegetable and fruit company together, and the business was still very good. Ainsley learned that farmers were renting out a large amount of wasteland for vegetable cultivation. Scientists tested the grown vegetables and found them to be safe and qualified. The company's reputation was built up, and the business became better and better. Ainsley remembered that she signed a contract with Serenity's vegetable company for the vegetables and fruits in her company's canteen, and Serenity's vegetable company provided fresh vegetables every day. Elisa gave up her infatuation with Zachary. Instead of fighting with Serenity, the two of them had a close relationship like sisters. Elisa also found her happiness and fell in love with Remy, the fifth young master of the June family, in Annenberg, and their marriage was finalized. After the secretary brought the coffee, Ainsley drank half a cup and then talked to Duncan about the cooperation project. Duncan chatted with her about business matters from beginning to end, and there was no personal matter at all. Furthermore, Duncan did not praise her deliberate dressing today. In Duncan's eyes, she seemed to be the same as usual. Ainsley thought that she had too few opportunities to get along with Duncan, so Duncan probably didn't think much about it. Because they worked well together, she would visit Lewis and Co. whenever she had time in the future, talk to Duncan about business, have tea and a meal with him, and watch what happened. Duncan was the president and was not so considerate. It was normal to think that she would have thoughts about him. She couldn't eat hot tofu in a hurry. She told herself not to be impatient or give up just because Duncan praised her for being beautiful today. Chapter 3176. Duncan would like liberty because he had been with her for a long time, was gradually attracted to her, and gradually fell in love with her. He was not suitable for falling in love at first sight, he was only suitable for lasting love. Ainsley believed she was superior to Liberty and believed she could persuade Duncan to choose her over Liberty if given the opportunity. By the time the two of them had settled the business matters, it was time for dinner. Ainsley took the initiative to invite Duncan to have dinner together. Duncan declined Ainsley's invitation. He said, "I have difficulty moving now. Unless I have dinner with my friends, I have to go to the company cafeteria. Well, Mr. Lewis, when you recover, I will treat you to dinner." Ainsley couldn't force herself, fearing that being too deliberate would arouse Duncan's resentment. She was also worried that Duncan would see through her thoughts and immediately draw a clear line with her, which would be more gain than loss. Duncan rarely interacted with unmarried young women. Even if there are women among the bosses who cooperate with Lewis and Co., the youngest are middle-aged like her, and most of them are at the level of grandmothers. If she hadn't supported her husband's family and had a son, Duncan might not have personally been responsible for cooperating with her company. In Duncan's eyes, Ainsley was the daughter-in-law of her husband's family and a married woman. Even if her husband dies, as long as she does not remarry or leave her husband's family, in the eyes of outsiders, she is still the daughter-in-law of her husband's family, a separate individual. It was difficult for Duncan to have any thoughts about her. "Miss Gerard, I'll ask the secretary to send you off." Duncan didn't get up to see Ainsley off. He had difficulty moving. No matter who comes, he rarely stands up. Everyone can understand him. Ainsley smiled, shook hands with Duncan, and said, "Mr. Lewis, it's a pleasure to work with you." "A pleasure to work with." Duncan told his secretary to come in, and he escorted Ainsley and her secretary out. The secretary escorted Ainsley and the two to the first floor until they left in the car. The secretary was about to go back to resume his duties. When he turned around and walked not far, he saw Duncan coming out in a wheelchair. It was time to get off. The secretary continued to walk behind Duncan, pushing him forward. Duncan always had two meals in the company's cafeteria, and his secretary naturally followed him. He was too embarrassed to go out to have a big meal alone. "Mr. Lewis, Ms. Gerard is beautifully dressed today. Could it be that she is in love? She usually wears professional suits." Although Duncan's secretary was male, he also had a gossipy side. He pushed Duncan out of the office building and walked to the company canteen. On the way, he couldn't help but gossip with Duncan. Duncan said, "Really? Did she dress up deliberately today? I didn't notice this. Oh, I remembered that when she came yesterday, she was wearing a women's suit and did not have long hair. Today she has long hair." Amusingly, the secretary said, "Ms. Gerard has always had long hair, but she usually ties it into a bun at the back of her head. Today she did not put her hair into a bun, she just let her hair down. You said that she was so excited overnight. She can go from short hair to long hair in a matter of seconds. It's not like wearing a wig. Just put it on her head, and she can get any hairstyle." Duncan laughed and said, "I don't pay attention to these. She and I are just talking about projects and business. Whether she is in a relationship or not is her private matter. If there is gossip, just listen to it. If there is no gossip, let's not create gossip to avoid ruining people's reputations. Ms. Girard's husband has been away for several years. It's not easy for her to live in a house with a son, support her parents-in-law, and take care of the company. We should not gossip about her or make fun of her until there is no factual basis." Right and wrong, he became a rumor maker. Chapter 3177. The secretary hummed, "Mr. Lewis, I'm just talking to you. A person who always wears business suits and one day suddenly changes into beautiful casual clothes must be trying to attract someone's attention. Either way, she falls in love. They say women are only as good as those who please them." Duncan turned to look at his secretary and said with a smile, "You do understand women quite well." The secretary said, "Mr. Lewis, I am already the father of two children. A man with a family certainly understands women. If you want to please Miss Hunt, feel free to learn from me." Duncan joked, "I didn't think of seeking advice from you at first, but I had thought of seeking advice from you earlier. Maybe now I can hold the beauty in my arms. I don't know how to please women, but I know that when I fall in love with her, I have to tolerate everything about her. I was sincere with her and gave my heart to her. She can feel it. Rather than giving her various luxuries, I feel that when she needs help, I will help her as soon as possible. When she is in danger, I can rush to her side as soon as possible. Companionship can touch her heart more than giving luxuries. Liberty never accepted his luxurious goods. At best, she would accept the bouquet he sent her. Faced with a woman who doesn't value material things, he can only choose companionship. Companionship is the longest confession of love." The secretary had worked with Duncan for many years and witnessed his and Liberty's love. He knew that Duncan had no love for Liberty at first. It was just because Liberty was the sister of Serenity, and he gave her a job opportunity. He thought Liberty was too fat at the time, so he asked Liberty to go to the company early every day to run and lose weight. After spending a considerable amount of time together, Duncan began to feel a gradual attraction towards Liberty. One was not interested in money, and the other was not interested in appearance. The two of them would come together out of sincerity. When Duncan fell in love with Liberty, she hadn't yet lost weight. But at that time, Duncan didn't realize that he was in love with Liberty. He always believed that he was kind to Liberty for Zachary's sake. The secretary said, "Miss Hunt is a very good girl. Mr. Lewis, when will you marry her? Then you will treat us all to a wedding banquet." Duncan smiled and said, "When Liberty and I get married, we will definitely treat you all to a wedding banquet and then distribute red envelopes to all the company's employees. All the company's canteens will follow the banquet model on the wedding day, inviting all employees to eat for free for 3 days and three nights. The company's middle and senior management would be invited to the wedding banquet. There were not many employees at Lewis & Co., so it was impossible to entertain the entire company. However, he could hold a banquet in the company canteen and treat all company employees to free meals for 3 days and three nights. Additionally, he would distribute red envelopes to all employees." This was what Zachary and Serenity did when they held their wedding. All employees of the York Corporation received red envelopes and enjoyed banquets. He couldn't let Liberty suffer injustice, nor could he lose to his two friends. When Liberty and Hank got married, the wedding was very ordinary. When he and Liberty held their wedding, he would definitely do it with great fanfare. When the time came, he would personally send invitations to Hank and invite Hank and the Brown family to attend his wedding to Liberty. Didn't they enjoy speaking ill of him in front of Sonny? Didn't he always want to ruin his relationship with Liberty and not let her marry him? He let everyone in the Brown family witness his and Liberty's happiness. The secretary smiled and said, "Mr. Lewis, then we'll wait until you invite us to a wedding banquet." The two people walked while talking and soon arrived at the company's canteen. Chapter 3178. Although Duncan was rough and had scars on his face, people who didn't know him would think he was scary, but people who worked at Lewis & Co. knew that Duncan was easy to talk to. Of course, if they step on Duncan's tail, he will bite them. It's not like their heads were caught in the door, so they wouldn't be stupid enough to step on the boss's tail. Everyone saw Duncan coming and said hello. The workers in the canteen had already prepared lunch for Duncan, and the food was placed on a table. Duncan sat down to eat with several senior managers. While eating and chatting, there were no boss airs at all. After getting off work, they didn't want to talk about work, they just talked and bragged. Duncan said that after getting off work, you should relax yourself to avoid being too nervous. Duncan here ate with everyone in the company canteen, while Zachary over there ate with his beloved wife at the Wiltspoon Hotel. After the meal, the couple would take a lunch break in the presidential suite on the top floor. After taking a lunch break, they went back to their own companies and worked on their own things. As soon as Serenity's car drove into the company, the security guard on duty came over and told her, "Ms. Hunt, a person named Miss Dew is looking for you. The business manager has already invited Miss Dew in." "Miss Dew?" After the car parked, Serenity got out of the car and asked the security guard, "Did you ask her which company she was from?" It seemed that no female compatriot she knew had the surname Dew. Serenity didn't know who was coming or what her purpose was. The security guard replied, "Ms. Hunt, Miss Dew didn't say which company she was from, she just said she wanted to see you. I didn't want to let her in at first, but Ms. Stone happened to be back. Ms. Stone heard that she was here to see Ms. Hunt, so she let her get in." The security guard whispered again, "Ms. Hunt, Miss Dew looks about the same age as you. She is very beautiful and has a very good temperament. She is holding a bag that is similar to the one you usually carry. She seems to have a good background. But Ms. Hunt, she is coming to your door, you have to be careful. It meant that she might be Serenity's love rival. Let Serenity be mentally prepared. Serenity's husband, Zachary, was known as Mr. York in Wiltspoon. Before marriage, many girls admired and secretly fell in love with him. There were also love rivals who came to Serenity's door and wanted to share Zachary's love with her. However, those love rivals who took the initiative to come to his door were defeated by Serenity and retaliated against by Zachary, with no good results. Many girls who once admired Zachary gave up on him when they saw that he was so kind to Serenity and was known to be a doting wife, but it's hard to guarantee that there aren't those who can't let go. Well, I understand. Serenity responded and walked towards the office building. Her vegetable company was not as big as York Corporation. The office building only had two floors. Her and Elise's offices were located on the first floor. The two of them had the same idea and were too lazy to take the stairs. So, their office was on the first floor. Entered the office building, passed the front desk, walked a few steps forward, and then turned to the right. First, there was the secretary's small office, followed by her and Elise's office. Jasmine almost never joined the company. She said that she did not need a separate office, so she could share an office with Serenity. As soon as Secretary saw Serenity, he stood up and walked over quickly, whispering to Serenity, "Ms. Hunt, Miss Dew is looking for you in the VIP room." End of chapters 3171 to 3178 of Married at First Sight. Please wait for the next chapters. Don't forget access website novelsaudio.com every day to update, and in the meantime, don't leave the website. You can listen to other famous novel titles such as Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.